Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, two Fonad sisters who were abused by a priest in the 1970s have issued a comprehensive statement asking who else knew of the abuse they suffered. Sinn Féin insists the deal to restore devolved government at Stormont can be done very quickly. A family in Kilmacrenan has been left badly shaken after a man attempted to gain entry to their home on Christmas Eve. And there are calls in Donegal County Council to make the use of recycling centres and the dumping of larger items either free of charge or costs reduced. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. But first in news, two Fonad sisters who were abused by a priest in the 1970s have issued a comprehensive statement asking who else knew of the abuse they suffered. Paula and Margaret Martin were aged 8 and 12 respectively when they were abused by Father Con Cunningham, who was convicted of a number of offences in 2018. Their case did not form part of that trial. They met with the then Bishop of Raphoe, Seamus Hegarty, and made a comprehensive statement to him in 1994, and in 2002 they met with Bishop Philip Boyce on a number of occasions and also gave statements to Gardaí. However, they say nothing was done and no one from the church followed up with them. They issued their statement through the Tyrconnell Tribune. Its editor John McAteer spoke earlier to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show.
This is a question that has got to be answered through a cold case review. There's obviously a very
good... Is that letter on file?
Well, we have to presume it's on file. We can't imagine or even begin to imagine that any such document could be destroyed. We couldn't begin to imagine that the statements that they made to Bishop Hegarty, such were their seriousness and relevance and importance, that they must form a major part of any investigation.
I think at that point then they might have been justified in feeling that quite a bit of a road has been gone down here, and that, you know, a criminal investigation is either ongoing or will be ongoing. What happened to that part?
There is total lack of clarity as to why. There was a lot of Garda involvement. Two Gardaí were involved, whom the sisters have spoken very highly of in their support of them and in taking very detailed statements from them. Now, it was just presumed that this was part of the process of preparing a file that would go to the DPP and that criminal proceedings would have taken place. The sisters were relieved to some extent, Greg, that they presumed that the burden of responsibility from a legal point of view was taken off their shoulders
from them
and accepted by the church.
Yeah.
This, of course, wasn't to be. And the question that now arises, was this just a part of buying their silence? That they accepted that the statement brought an end, brought closure.
But with the Garda involvement, do we know if a file, for instance, was ever prepared for the DPP, and what was the outcome of that?
We don't know. And this is where the problem now arises.
Sinn Féin insists a deal to restore devolved government at Stormont can be done very quickly. Discussions have resumed in Belfast aimed at restoring the institutions. The talks were suspended before Christmas after the failure to secure the agreement of all five major parties to the talks. Monday next week, the 13th of January, is the deadline for a deal. Sinn Féin's Conor Murphy, a former minister, says agreement could be reached long before that.
We were of the view that we could have had a deal pre-Christmas. We were prepared to have the Assembly sitting on the Monday before Christmas. Others, the DUP in particular, wouldn't agree to that timetable. And here we are then, post-Christmas, trying to do this. I'd say clearly there's no need in some dramatic fashion to run this to the wire on the 13th of January. A deal can be done in very short term, and people need to focus on getting that.
Gardaí are seeking a man after an attempted aggravated burglary in Kilmacrenan on Christmas Eve. A family have been left badly shaken after the man tried to gain entry to their home near the Millbridge shop on the main Kilmacrenan to Letterkenny Road between 11 o'clock on Christmas Eve night and 1 o'clock on Christmas morning. Garda Niall Maguire says this is a very serious incident and says they are keen to speak with anyone who may have any information.
They tried to gain entry into their home, you know, even though they were there. Thankfully, they had their wits about them and they were able to prevent the male from getting through the front door just by sheer brute force. So it was a very frightening endeavour for these people. So if anyone was in the area between 11 p.m. on the 24th and 1 a.m. on the morning of Christmas Day, there was quite a big Garda presence then after that, because my colleagues, they were there in force having a look to see if they could find this fella. Unfortunately, we didn't. So anyone that can help the Milford Guards, please contact us on 074-91-53060. We have a description in the mail. I'd only give it out at this stage. We are also canvassing CCTV in the area, so we are looking to progress this because it was because of the sheer nature of it and the fact that suppose 99% of burglaries are when the house is vacant. This one was a deliberate, it was what we would call an aggravated burglary, or where sort of force was used.
Nurses are warning hospital overcrowding is a year-round problem which is getting worse. Over 118,000 patients were left lying on trolleys in 2019, which the Irish Nurses and Midwives organisation says is the highest annual figure since records began. 5,727 of those people waited on a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital. The nursing union is blaming a recruitment ban for the overcrowding, but the Department of Health insists no such embargo exists. The INMO's Michael Pidgeon says that's not true.
They're requiring one official in the HSE to approve every single appointment. So that's meaning delays in practice of 6, 7, 8, 9 months. So we're not even talking about extra positions or new posts. We're talking about just replacing people on long-term sick leave, retirement or maternity leave. And that is taking months and months and months. And that's a deliberate strategy from the government to keep down costs.
There are calls on Donegal County Council to make the use of recycling centres and the dumping of larger items either free of charge or cost reduced. It's thought the move would encourage more people to recycle and effectively reduce the amount of fly tipping in the county. Councillor Patrick McGowan says if we're serious about improving the environment, then this idea should be considered. He was speaking on today's 9 till noon show.
If we're serious about improving the environment, then it can't be just a revenue collection exercise. At the same time, I realise that we have gone private now. The waste management now is more or less privatised, and that's not going to change. But I do think there's one place we certainly could start looking at these civic community centres, and that we encourage people to bring their mattresses and bring recyclables and stuff like that. But the cost, like someone tells me, there are times you can get in there and it could cost just for what you put inside the care, not a trailer, it could cost you 40 or 50 pounds, 40 or 50 euros.
Mm.
Like, and that's not on, and they bring mattresses in there. Like, that's why a lot of them's been done. So I think, like, I know the minister there, I've been reading it in the Times and different places there, the minister now is talking about more and more regulations and rules, and we know as well that the waste management contractors, like, their lorries now is filled out, the amount of technology and stuff that has to get them, that's a cost, the staff, the roads. But there's also a big concern that the whole waste management now is going to be monopolised. If you have the big companies like Panda and Greyhound taking over the whole country, and once a handful of big companies takes over, then there's only one way it'll go. The governments won't be able to do anything about it at that stage.
Gardaí and Donegal have renewed their appeal for information over two fatal collisions which occurred during Christmas week. A man lost his life in a collision in the Lifford area on the 26th of December, while a woman died in another crash in Kerrykeel the following day. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Investigations are continuing into a fatal collision in the early hours of Thursday morning last at around 12:30. The single vehicle crash happened at Gortgrana in Lifford. The man who died in the collision was the sole occupant of the car. The car, a blue Vauxhall Vectra, had been travelling from Port Hall in the direction of Rosskir at the time. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have been in that area around that time, particularly anyone who has dash cam footage and may be in a position to assist with the investigation, to contact them at Letterkenny. Meanwhile, Gardaí and Milford are investigating a fatal collision that happened at Drumfad in Kerrykeel on Friday night last at around 11:40. A young woman lost her life in the collision. There was another occupant in the car and he sustained non-life threatening injuries. The car was travelling north from Kerrykeel in the direction of Port Salon at the time. Anyone who was in the area at the time is being urged to contact Milford Gardaí.
A search operation has taken place in County Monaghan for a man who was last seen in 2002. 55-year-old Tony Lynch, originally from Maharavili in County Fermanagh, was living in Clonus before his disappearance. This afternoon, Gardaí and members of Monaghan Civil Defence searched Gortnawinnie Lock, Drumlock and Longlock. The purpose of the planned searches is to establish if Mr Lynch's white Mitsubishi Galant car may have been submerged at one of these locations. Gardaí say they have exhausted a number of leads and at this point are renewing their appeal for information. Parking penalties and charges has generated almost €2 million in Donegal in 2019. Fixed charge notices in the county have generated over €1 million from January to November of last year, while parking related income brought in over €900,000 over the same period. Shauna Regan has more.
Income from off-street parking in Donegal Town is the highest in the county for the third year running, with motorists paying a total of €168,665 up until November. In Letterkenny, income from off-street parking generated about €165,000 during the same period. Letterkenny is the area where people have paid the most to park on-street, with just over €122,315 generated, followed by Donegal Town at nearly €98,550. Bundoran is at almost €83,800, Buncrana at almost €51,457, and Ballybuffet at almost €41,617 up until November last. Meanwhile, the number of fixed charge notices issued in Donegal has generated just over €1,670,650 from January to November 2019.
Gardaí and Letterkenny are investigating a burglary at the Aura Leisure Centre on Christmas Day. The incident happened between 4:05 and 4:15 in the afternoon. A window at the side of the building was smashed and entry was gained, but nothing was taken during the course of the burglary. Garda Niall Maguire is appealing to anyone who may have been in the area, may have witnessed any suspicious activity, to contact them.
They're no strangers to being broken into, unfortunately, the Aura, you know. They've had quite a number of crimes there. I suppose it was vacant on the day because they were closed. A window at the side of the building was smashed and entry was gained. An attempt was made to open a safe located in the office, but this was unsuccessful. I'm sure there was very little, if anything, in the safe because they had it emptied. Nothing was taken during the course of the burglary. So if anyone noticed anything suspicious in the area that on Christmas Day, they might call the Letterkenny Guards again.
Meanwhile, in a separate incident, a sum of cash and jewellery was stolen from a house in Stranorlar. The burglary happened at Chapel Street at some stage between Thursday last December the 26th at 3:30 p.m. and Monday at 1:30 p.m. A rear window of the house was forced open and entry was gained. Garda Maguire is asking anyone with any information to come forward.
A number of rooms were gone through and ransacked, and a sum of money and some jewellery was stolen. So very upsetting to lose the jewellery and the money. So if anybody can help the guards, it's the Letterkenny Guards again, and this happened at Chapel Street, Stranorlar, on the 26th of December between 3:30 p.m. and 30th of December, Monday at 1:30 p.m. is when it was discovered. Contact the Letterkenny Guards, please.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, where their big sale is now on with up to 50% off across all departments, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with cross-channel soccer. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says his side must improve upon their performance against Wolves. The Premier League leaders welcome Sheffield United to Anfield tonight with the chance to re-establish a 13-point lead at the top of the table. Klopp's side achieved their 10th league win on the trot on Saturday, but were made to work for their 1-0 win over Wolves. The Red Boss has warned against complacency.
We know that for already a long time, that we have really to fight with all we have to win football games. We are not the team who is every day kind of playing the other team pretty much out of their own stadium. So we have to work. No problem with that.
Wayne Rooney could make his long-awaited debut for Derby when they face Barnes in the Championship this evening. The former England captain is now eligible to play, after agreeing to join the club as a player coach in August. Elsewhere tonight in the Championship, Swansea host Charlton. New Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says his main concern is getting players back from injury, but has confirmed they will be in the market to strengthen the squad this month. His side got their first one since he took charge with last night's 2-0 home victory over Manchester United, but Arteta admits any transfer activity is likely to be limited.
My obligation is to give my opinion on the things that we can improve. Obviously, we have some bad injury with Callum a few days ago. That obviously is going to change our plans at the back. But the reality at the moment is that we're not going to be able to do much.
Two Brighton fans and one Chelsea supporter were arrested for abuse during yesterday's match in the Premier League. One of the home fans was ejected from the Amex Stadium for racially abusing Chelsea players. The other two people were thrown out for making homophobic comments. Meanwhile, Huddersfield boss Danny Coyle says he is sure the club will investigate sectarian chants that were allegedly aimed at Stoke midfielder James McLean. An announcement was made over the John Smith Stadium public address system, warning fans about abusive, offensive behaviour affecting Wednesday's game. McLean has been targeted in the past for his refusal to wear a poppy. In Rugby Ireland internationals, Ian Henderson and Jacob Stockdale are both back for Ulster's clash with Munster on Friday in the Pro 14. Henderson resumes the captaincy and is paired with Alan O'Connor in the second row. Stockdale comes in the wing while Nick Timoney has been brought in at number 8. Joey Carberry will start his first game of the season for Munster. The out half is joined by Ireland teammates Conor Murray and the halfbacks for the game at the Kingspan Stadium in Belfast. Peter O'Mahony returns to captain Munster from the back row, and there's a start for Keith Earls on the wing. Munster's forward coach, Graham Rowntree, knows it will be difficult to get a win on the road in Belfast.
It's another one of these historic grounds, isn't it, Raymond Hill? I mean, it's been developed, but for me as a player, as I often convey this to our boys, you know, nights like that away from home is why you play the game. You know, those experiences, that's what you pass on to your kids, and you're telling stories, but no, we're ready for it.
In other rugby news, a hand injury is likely to rule Quinn Roo out of the Six Nations. The Connacht lock, who has been capped 12 times, linked up with Andy Farrell's Ireland squad at Christmas, but he now needs surgery on the injury he picked up in Connacht's loss to Munster in the Guinness Pro 14. In Gaelic games, Tyrone's Callum McShane is on the verge of making the move to the AFL. The All-Star forward and last summer's championship joint top scorer is close to agreeing a 2-year deal with the Brisbane Lions. Dubliner James Madden is already part of the Lions squad. And in all the Gaelic Games news, David Parr takes charge of the Tipperary footballers for the first time tonight. They face Cork in the McGrath Cup. That one throws in at 7:30 in Mallow. In Group A, Limerick will look to build on their opening round win over Clare when they face Waterford. Next sport here on Highland is tomorrow morning after the 8 news. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, the Health Minister says a protest outside the National Maternity Hospital was sickening. Around 100 anti-abortion demonstrators gathered at Holles Street in Dublin yesterday, which marked 1 year since termination services were made available. Minister Simon Harris says meetings will shortly take place to progress legislation introducing exclusion zones outside maternity hospitals. He says he was appalled by the protests.
If you want to protest against government policy, off you go. Turn up at the Dáil, turn up at the department. How dare you? How dare you turn up at a national maternity hospital and try to intimidate women? We've heard from women who miscarried, who were asked on the street, are you going to murder your child? It was anti-democratic, it was sickening, and it was wrong. And it did a huge disservice to the many, many people in this country who voted no, who have a completely different view to me, as they're entitled to do.
The PSNI are appealing for information following a robbery at a bookies premises in the Central Drive area of Derry last evening. Greg Hughes has more.
Two men entered the premises just before 5:45. One of the men grabbed the female member of staff by the wrist, pushed her to the ground and restrained her while the second man searched the premises. The two made off some minutes later with a sum of money. The staff member was physically uninjured but badly shaken. One of the men is described as being around 5'11" in height, wearing a balaclava, black clothes and gloves. The second was also wearing dark clothing and gloves. Police are urging anyone with information or who may have noticed two men acting suspiciously to contact them directly or to provide information via Crime Stoppers.
And finally, Australia's Prime Minister has been sworn at and called an idiot as he visited a town destroyed by fire in New South Wales. Tens of thousands of people are being told to leave their homes in the state, with more hot weather and strong winds forecast for Saturday. Scott Morrison says he understands people's anger.
This isn't about, as I said, me or anyone else. It's about what is needed here on the ground. And I understand people are feeling very, very raw. And that's been on display here. And that doesn't surprise me.
Weather now, cloudy and blustery this evening and for a time tonight, with some scattered outbreaks of rain heavy at times, becoming mainly dry though later this evening or early tonight, with winds gradually easing. Lowest temperatures of 2 to 4 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, two Fonet sisters who were abused by a priest in the 1970s have issued a comprehensive statement asking who else knew of the abuse they suffered. Paula and Margaret Martin were aged 8 and 12 respectively when they were abused by Father Con Cunningham, who was convicted convicted of a number of offences in 2018. Their case, however, did not form part of that trial. Gardaí are seeking a man after an attempted aggravated burglary in Kilmacrenan on Christmas Eve. A family have been left badly shaken after the man tried to gain entry to their home near the Millbridge shop on the main Kilmacrenan to Letterkenny Road between 11 o'clock on Christmas Eve night and 1 o'clock on Christmas morning. There are calls in Donegal County Council to make the use of recycling centres and the dumping of larger items either free of charge or cost reduced. It's thought the move would encourage more people to recycle and effectively reduce the amount of fly tipping in the county. And parking penalties and charges has generated almost €2 million in Donegal in 2019. Fixed charge notices in the county have generated over €1 million from January to November of last year, while parking-related income brought in over €900,000 over the same period. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 2nd of January. The death has occurred of Sarah McGlinchey, Nae Callaghan, Liz Mulladuff, Crossroads Killie Gordon. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Saturday afternoon at 1:15 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads Killie Gordon at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. House private, please, at the request of the deceased. Family and close friends are welcome. The death has taken place in Oceanside, New York, of Eileen Murphy, Nae Ferry, Jimmy Mickey, formerly of Dunluee. Funeral Mass in St Christopher's Church, Balwyn, New York, on Monday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. A massive remembrance will take place this Sunday morning in Sacred Heart Church, Dunluee, at 10 o'clock. The death has taken place of John Kelly, Narn Road, Glenties. Removal from Shovelin's funeral home, Sandfield, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, going to his late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30 to St Connell's Church, Glenties, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Anna Friel, Drumhalla, Rathmullen. Her remains are reposing at her home. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Catherine's Church, Auchterlinn, with burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to palliative care, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has occurred of Frances O'Donnell, Fintra Road, Killie Beggs. Her remains will repose at her residence until 11 o'clock tonight, and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Removal on Saturday morning at 10:30 to St Mary's Church, Killie Beggs, for 11 o'clock funeral mass, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. And the death has taken place of Liam Diver, 101 Spring Hill Park, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Macmillan Cancer Support, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight.